Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your market update for October 28th, 2024. So mortgage rates, let's just say they did nothing on Friday. So you have the 30-year fix down 0.01, basically nothing, the 30-year jumbo, nothing. So let's just say it's flat. So we're going to start the week at a 6.9% interest rate. A couple weeks ago, we were at 6.1. I'm going to show you how all these dynamics have moved since the Federal Reserve basically cut rates at the last meeting. So now what are they going to do at the next meeting, and what's going to happen with mortgage rates? That's what we're trying to tackle today, because today is the beginning of a week, a beginning of 2 weeks of nothing but data and change. And here's what I mean. Right through here, we have the Federal Reserve coming up, and they're actually making a decision when? In 10 days. What are they going to do? Well, that's what we're trying to figure out. So right through here, it says cut or pause. That's the dilemma that the Federal Reserve has right now. There's two key reports coming out. What are those? We have to really figure out what is the Federal Reserve's mandate? Why were they created? Well, they were created for two things: to keep the economy at full employment, however you figure that out, and they have gauges for that, and then also to keep prices or inflation in check. Okay, so that's the two big pieces of the equation that they have. So let's get to today's economic calendar, or let's look at this week's economic calendar to see what's in store for us. So right through here, Monday, there is nothing, and it's not even on the calendar. Okay, so now here's where we start to see that data trickle in. Remember, Federal Reserve, it's employment and inflation. Okay, so let's start at the top. Right through here, consumer confidence. Well, that will play some role in things. But the first thing we have is on a Tuesday is the JOLT index. And what is the JOLT index? Well, that is job openings and labor transfers. Okay, so how many there's going to be? Usually there's about 8 million. Is that going to be up, down? What's going to go there? I don't really think this number is going to change that much. Okay, so now here's where the employment numbers and the inflation numbers come in. Okay, ADP payroll numbers, they're coming out on Wednesday. Now, I'm still not completely sold on how accurate these numbers, but at least it gives us a gauge. Okay, that's that part of it. GDP, how productive is our economy right now? So it's growing right now at a 3% pace. That's pretty darn good when you look at things historically. Okay, so that's that one piece of the puzzle we got. Then on Thursday, we have the PCE. The PCE is the number one figure, the most important inflation number that the Federal Reserve watches. Okay, so that's coming out on Thursday. Okay, and then what else is coming out on that day? Initial jobless claims is coming out on that day. That's going to be a market mover. And then the Chicago PMI. So nothing on the Chicago PMI, but Thursday we have the inflation numbers and more job numbers. And then on Friday, we have average hourly earnings. So how's people's earnings? Are they going up a little bit? Let's see where we were previously at 0.4, came in at 0.3. What are we going to do at next? What's it going to come in? Not sure. And then we have the non-farm payroll. This is the government numbers on the jobs report. And then it changes the unemployment rate. So are we going to, previously we were at 4.3 on the unemployment rate, then it went to 4.2. Then it went to 4.1. So it's kind of going the opposite way from what the Federal Reserve wants. They assumed the unemployment rate would spike to about 4.4, 4.5. And then the market hasn't yet done that just yet. Okay, so let's get over the CME. What this tells us is, what's the Federal Reserve going to do at the next meeting? Okay, the next meeting is in 10 days. So let's go down and see if this number changed, and we'll monitor this throughout the week. So right now, they're saying there's a 96% probability the Federal Reserve is going to cut the federal funds rate. How do I know? Well, it's right through here. Here's where they're expecting it to be. So the federal funds rate right through here is 4.5 to 4.75. Where are we right now? We're at 4.75 to 5%. Okay, so that means that the Federal Reserve will cut rates 0.25% at the next meeting. Well, there's a pretty darn good likelihood that they will. Okay, so that's what's expected today. These numbers will change these percentages. So monitor all week with me to see where things go from here. So let's get over to here. Here's the anomaly that we saw last time. Okay, so here's what rates were doing. Let's go back to May, June, somewhere in that range. Okay, rates were 7.5% back in April. Okay, so since then, they've gone down, down, down. All this time, the Federal Reserve was doing nothing. They didn't cut rates. They didn't do anything this whole time. Then what happened right down in here? What is this date? Oh, I nailed it right on the button. If you see the date, it is 9/18/2024. And why was I excited when I land on that? That's the day the Federal Reserve cut rates. Let's watch what happened to rates basically every day since then. So it was 6.1% rate when they cut. Okay, here's what rates did ever since then. 6.2, 6.24, 6 point, that's a different caliber. Okay, the rates. The rates are the blue lines. So 6.2, 6.5, that's within a day. So they went up 0.25% in one day. Then they start going. So where are they now? 6.9, just shy of 7%. So this is what happened since the Federal Reserve cut rates. A lot of people don't realize this. And they were saying, well, should I hold off and put in a contract or look to refinance on the 18th when the Federal Reserve cuts? No, it doesn't work that way. And follow my channel daily. Just watch the first 5 minutes and you're going to get as much information as you need to know. Okay, so that's what's happening. So now the dilemma is, as the Federal Reserve cuts again, are these going to go up, up, and up, and away? That's the dynamic we're trying to figure out right now. So we have the election going on. We have the deficit going on. We have wars all over the world. These are all playing a role. Believe it or not, these are all playing a role in all of this. So that's why I need you to really pay attention on a daily basis to see how all these international dynamics and also the financial stability of the U.S., how it's all playing a role in the housing and the mortgage business. So here's what the Federal Reserve has contentions with right now. Here's basically the economy in a snapshot. So if you look at this, you're like, okay, we have the federal funds target rates, 4.75 to 5. We're just going to discount that for now. But we have PCE, which is the inflation number. It's coming up at 2.2. And remember, it was 9, you know, it was way up here not too long ago. Okay, this is saying 7.2, but it was about 9%. It came all the way down to where we are at now at 2.2. Okay, the unemployment rate. Last few meetings, it ticked from 4. If you go back through here, it went 3.9, 4, then 4.1, 4.3, 4.2. Now we're back to 4.1. So the unemployment numbers are basically helping or hurting the Fed, because the Fed thought this would spike. That would cause the inflation numbers to come back down, but they're actually getting inflation numbers to come down without a huge spike in the unemployment rate. So they got good news there. And then the GDP, the production in the U.S., look at it. It's in line right where it normally is, right through here, 2.3, 2. If you go back in history, that's right where we are. So when the Federal Reserve is looking at all this, they're saying, well, do we really need to cut rates? Because it looks like everything's okay right now. Okay, so that's what we have to contend with. Right now, the bond markets and the stock markets and everything is liking whatever or non-existent news we have today. Look, we got across the board right through here. Got the Dow Jones up 300, S&P up 30, NASDAQ up 130, Russell up 34, the VIX down. So this is telling us all the markets are loving whatever data is out there right now. The VIX is saying the markets are kind of calming down right now. Let's see what the cryptos are doing. Crypto's up 12. Sheesh. There's almost 69,000, 70,000 almost in the cryptocurrencies. Let's look at oil. Please be down there. Yes, $67 a barrel, down 5%. That's going to hugely help our inflation numbers. Let's see what Europe's doing. Europe's in the green, and the Asian markets are in the green as well. So right now on the fiscal side of things, bonds or interest rates are going up just a little bit, but the equity markets and the Bitcoin and everything else is killing it right now. So what do I do? Who am I? And why do I do this every day? Well, my whole goal is to educate you guys on real estate. And I'm starting to broaden that horizon, because I'm starting to understand a lot of people just don't know the financial markets. I was talking to a young man about a month ago, and I was like, hey, you know, how do you invest? And he looked at me like with a deer in the headlights. And I said, do you understand like what an ETF is? And he's like, no. I said, you know cryptocurrencies? He's like, yeah, I know about them, but I don't know really anything in specific. So I'm trying to educate everybody, okay, in regards to real estate, the stock market, how to invest, what to look for, ETFs, bonds, cryptocurrency. We're opening up our platform to educational purposes mainly. Okay, so that's what I do. What I do for a living, I do mortgages. I'm a mortgage loan officer. And here's the unique thing. I'm licensed in all 50 states. So no matter where you live, even in Puerto Rico, I'd love to help you. So my name is Dan Frio. Go to theRateUpdate.com. Here's my website. You can find a whole bunch of information up through there. One thing I want to ask you, if you're buying that first house, check out our Grant Finder. We have two in here. We handpicked three national programs right through here. So if you're anywhere in the country, check these out. But if you live in Illinois, especially specifically in the Chicagoland area and its border counties, check out our Chicagoland Grant Program. It's offering $10,000 down payment assistance to help you with your down payment and closing costs. And there's so check and see if you can qualify through that. If you want to just kick the tires to see if maybe if you can buy that first house, maybe first investment property, maybe even looking to refinance. But yeah, people were taking loans out when rates were 8%. Now they're, you know, they're in the high sixes, but it still might save you a little bit of money. So check out, how do you do that? Well, you can hit the apply now button right through here. Or what you can do is scroll down right to the bottom of our website, and you're going to find our 800 number right there, as well as my email address. So thanks so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. I'll be here at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ended up for the day. Thanks so much for watching. Bye-bye.